This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Congressman Kevin Cramer is congressman no more. He's now Senator Kevin Cramer. I was just covering up the fact that
it's going to take you a while to get used to it.
Todd's going to have to, you know.
It's like writing eight on the check still, you know.
Fire up the buzzer and catch me when I do. But Senator Kevin Cramer, the talk radio town hall, which, folks, I can't even begin to tell you. How rare this is. And it's very obvious when you're in Washington, D.C. So I really encourage people to take advantage of it, whether you agree with Senator Cramer or not, whether you're Republican, whether you're Democrat, whether you're independent, whether you just, you know, want to have no knowledge of how government works but need something that you believe with the VA or, you know, a farm program or whatever that isn't working right, use the opportunity. It's an open talk radio town hall to ask any questions. 800-228-0550. That's a toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. You could text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054 and let us know what you think. Trump needs to quit acting like the Congress works for him, says one texter. Trump's 100% more trustworthy than Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Another name for those two. The Democrats have made a major miscalculation because they have aborted a couple generations of black voters. They now need to increase their base with illegals. Dems must have been proud looking at their two leaders last night. Another. It was good to hear Officer Tom again. But did you know it's Major Tom now and not Lieutenant? Oh, did you ask him for me? Because I wanted to make sure it was still Lieutenant, and I knew I forgot. Kev?
I'm not sure. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Was it Lieutenant Iverson? Because I'm getting a text saying it was supposed to be Major Iverson.
I'm not sure.
Okay. I wanted to get it right.
Tom?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's a trigger for Todd when we have this debate.
You've got to be careful about that.
Yeah. I did know that, and I just went back to my old habits, sort of like Congressman Cramer or Senator Cramer. You know what I'm saying? A lot like that. By the way, Donald Trump is going to be having lunch with Kevin Cramer and a few of his colleagues today up on the Capitol Hill. And we're looking forward to getting a preview of that and what should come. Calls are stacking up, and I imagine you're waiting for Senator Cramer as we are. So we will not go there, but I would like to... Oh, he's connected. Okay, good. We'll get started. 800-228-0550 again for Senator Kevin Cramer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. And it's a crazy day in Washington, D.C. You're having lunch with the president, I understand, huh?
Yeah, there is that. It is crazy. It's been a crazy couple of days. Last night, as you probably know, we had a vote on some very important legislation that has passed numerous times in both the House and the Senate. But we voted for cloture so that we could end debate and begin debate and get to the bill. But Democrats voted against it all but three, and so we came up one a little bit short on it. But it's important legislation that deals with the security of Israel. It's Senate 1, S1. On the year is a combination of four bills that are important to Israel and Middle East policy, of course, and defense and security. And Democrats chose to suddenly oppose Israel. This is sort of a new phenomenon, but they're using it, of course, as a protest against the president's desire for a barrier at the border and border security. So they've decided to politicize and weaponize every issue, regardless of its relevance to the issue of security at the wall. And so this is where we find ourselves.
What did you think of the president's address last night and the response from Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi?
Well, I thought the president was clear, concise, and compelling. I don't know how he could make a clearer or more compelling message. A message, by the way, that the vast majority of North Dakotans already agree with, but I think we all appreciated seeing him and hearing him and do it in the manner in which he did it last night. He struck, I thought, the perfect tone, that it's a serious issue. He was not judgmental of his political critics. I mean, he stated some facts, but he was not harsh in any way. And he could, what I like about it is it's just the next phase in the communication strategy. And today's coming, as you said, to Capitol Hill. I'll be having lunch with him with my Republican colleagues in the Senate. He's, you know, meeting with, you know, the leadership of the House and the Senate as well. And then, of course, going down to the border later in the week to, you know, to make the case and to build the case. I think that's what he needs to do. And I think he's, you know, he's going to have the American people with him, as they always have been on this issue. And it's going to be up to the American people, evidently, to pressure Congress to end this partial shutdown and fund border security.
If you have questions or comments, and I know you do, for Senator Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550. Our first full hour, Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Cramer, as Senator Cramer, after the years of doing this as Congressman Cramer, over the last 6 years. So,
Todd and I have a board going, and the first time you're going to say Congressman instead of Senator.
Yeah, it'll be many times. Yeah.
I like it.
Thankfully, he told us we could call him Kevin. He was never one that, you know, thought the Senate was better than the House anyway. So that's no slight, right?
No, it's no slight. Kevin's the best. Let's just go with that as best we can.
Jim in Billings for Senator Cramer. Go ahead. You're up.
Hello, Scott. Thank you for taking the call.
Yes,
my question for Senator Cramer is, why is Congress still in session if they're not willing to do anything? Maybe they should pack up and go home and leave their paychecks behind until they're willing to go to work. And I'm not directing this at you, Senator. You did your part taking Heitkamp out. Wall was approved by the Senate in 2006 and isn't built yet. That has to fall back on Congress for not appropriating the money, doesn't it?
So, yeah, interesting. There's a couple of things of interest here, actually, and I appreciate the call. I think... what that refers to is that, you know, parts of the wall, parts of a barrier were funded, appropriated, approved, and a lot of it is built. I think there's something like, Scott, I forget what the number is, but something like 600 or 700 miles of barrier that's already been built. But it's not even just Congress. Even the bureaucracy itself tends to slow these things down after it's been approved and been appropriated. So I don't have all of the history of the wall or of fencing or steel girders or whatever it is that people want to call it these days, of the barrier. But, you know, I also know that there's some money that hasn't been spent that's been appropriated. So the bureaucracy itself plays this passive-aggressive thing a lot. Of course, you're talking about multiple agencies again. When you have environmental impacts, you have the Army Corps of Engineers that has a role, as well as Homeland Security. And so there's been a lot of slowdown of building that barrier, as there have been, by the way, with lots of other things. You might know that one of the areas that the president's considering, of course, is a national emergency. I think he did a nice job of laying out the framework for that. I think he's continuing that process, and at some point I suspect his patience is going to run out and he's going to demand that, going to declare the emergency, and one of the pots of money that are being considered is money that has not been spent by the Pentagon in the military construction budget. There's something like $28 billion that's not been spent by the Department of Defense. And so,
how about that 600 miles of fence approved in 2006, appropriated, and approved, still not built? I mean,
yeah.
that there's going to be dollars sitting there for that, then, wouldn't there?
Well, here's the problem with appropriations is that they are annual, and it's unclear to me. In some cases, there's some dollars that are allowed to be carried over, and in some cases, they're not. And so, you know, whether that money's sitting there or not, I would question. I'd have to get more details on that, Scott. But
can I derive from that is a perfect indicator that the swamp does not want the border secure?
Well, whether they don't want the border secure or whether they've just created a process that's takes too long, or whether it's just laziness. I think there's some of all of the above that exists. Some of it's not necessarily evil intent. It's just not important to them. And this is the problem with what I consider it to be the biggest problem in our government, and that is that the bureaucracy has taken on way too much power and authority, and if they don't have it, they assume it through this, what I call passive aggressive behavior. It's extremely frustrating. I can't imagine how frustrating it is to somebody, to an executive like Donald Trump. I mean, think about some of the cabinet members. Think about my friend Ryan Zinke, spent 2 years at Interior, who I think did a tremendous job over the course of those 2 years. But you just eventually run out, you get ground down by this bureaucracy. And by the way, it exists in the legislative branch as well. I've seen it in various committee staffs, and people that look, their next job that they're looking for is on K Street or.
We need to take a break. Thank you, Jim, for the call, by the way, and others welcome after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of three Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Park River, Lisbon, and Hope, North Dakota. At the meetings, NDSU Extension will discuss past soybean research conducted in North Dakota and the outlook and production issues for 2019. The program will provide information about all the major production decisions which have to be made in order to grow a soybean crop. Meeting dates and locations are Tuesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Park River City Auditorium in Park River. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ransom County Fairgrounds Expo Center in Lisbon. Thursday, January 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the American Legion in Hope. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Kendall at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, a crisis of the soul. Last month, 20,000 migrant children.
Let's back up a second, Todd. Start that over if you would. I can't hear it over the music, and I love the music. So we'll do the music, then we'll do Donald Trump here at 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Senator Kevin Cramer's here. Here's more of President Donald Trump last night in his address to the nation on this crisis. And a new argument I've not heard before that I think is worth listening to. Listen to this.
humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul. Last month, 20,000 migrant children were illegally brought into the United States, a dramatic increase. These children are used as human pawns by vicious coyotes and ruthless gangs. One in three women are sexually assaulted on the dangerous trek up through Mexico. Women and children are the biggest victims, by far, of our broken system. This is the tragic reality of illegal immigration on our southern border. This is the cycle of human suffering that I am determined to end.
That's a pretty powerful argument from President Donald Trump. More with Senator Cramer in just a moment, brought to you today by our friends at Bucklich. Time for the Wednesday Wheels deal. You ready? Bucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. And, of course, Bucklich Chevrolet Bismarck. Great deals. This one happens to be at the Valley City store. It's a sedan with an ice blue metallic exterior. Gets great gas mileage. Costs less than $8,000. Think of that, folks. Pretty incredible. A 2011 Chevy Cruze LT sedan. Budget-friendly car, up to 24 miles per gallon. City streets, 36 miles a gallon on the highway. Normally on the lot at $89.95. Today only, if you tell me you heard it on What's On Your Mind, take it home for $7,994. Savings over $1,000. Hop online, check it out. Sharp, PucklichValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. Pucklich, Chevy Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City, online at Pucklich.com and PucklichValleyCity.com. That's Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, 22 past the hour, full bank of calls here, so I want to get back to those quickly. But what did you think of President Trump introducing an argument? You know, he really led with that. He didn't hear about the barrier, the wall, the to the better part of this. He started with the crime statistics. He started with the humanitarian crisis. And I loved when he talked about it as a crisis of the heart, which it clearly is. I mean, I don't know how anybody can be. It has the benefit of being true, but I don't know if it does any good because of, you know, where the Democrats are digging their heels in. But these are things they should want to fix given their history, aren't they?
Well, the language of love is often used by the left in you know, to make the statement or to make a case for their own political greed. And so the president, you know, used it in a truthful format last night. And you're right, it was a bit of a new argument coming from him. I think a lot of people have recognized that there's a humanitarian crisis that exists when you have these caravans of thousands of people coming up from Central America with the perverse incentive that is embedded in our own laws and our own policies. And we send the wrong signals to them, and in the process, as the president points out, they make this very long trek with an expectation that there's a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow on the other side of the border, and they're willing to risk their own, you know, their own family's personal health and safety to do it. And in many cases, that's exactly the consequence is bad. And in fact, you know, as an example, the two children that died in the care of our border patrol, somehow, you know, the left used that to criticize our policies, and they're right to criticize our policies as a result of it, but it's not the result of the people that work for the United States government. The policy that created this crisis is one that invites this treacherous escape, if you will, to what they consider to be the promised land. And so I think the president's right to point to the inconsistency, the irony of the humanitarian crisis that is a crisis of the heart and the soul. And that is, if you have compassion, not only on the people of the United States that whose lives are in danger or whose health is in danger by this, but the people that are making the trek, it's unfair to them. And we need to have, this is why, Scott, in my view, and I believe this is where we're going, there is a more comprehensive issue that has to be considered, and that is that is everything. That is, and what are the incentives that attract, illegal immigration in the first place? and what are the things we can do on the legal immigration side to, you know, to attract the right people. And of course, a big part of that is also a barrier. And so that's, you know, I think we have to have that more comprehensive discussion. And that's, this is a shift for me. I mean, when I was, you know, my first few years in the House, it appeared to me that we ought to be doing the low-hanging fruit first. But it seems to me now that as you look at the whole scenario, there's lots of things to deal with. The other thing that a comprehensive review of it all takes into account is the politics, and that is that if you do something comprehensively, you know, that there, it makes it more difficult for people to be against, you know, the thing that they're against when the thing that they want is part of the plan. So, but there's lots of plans out there, including the ones that we've voted on previously, that including, by the way, the president's own four pillars, which in my view was a very compassionate, humanitarian approach to both legal and illegal immigration, and it's a good starting point.
Sharon in Grand Forks for Senator Kevin Cramer. Sharon?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear anything. There was a lot of static. I guess I do Facebook maybe a couple times a week, and I remember seeing last week that Senator Cruz put up a bill to take some of El Chapo's money and use it for the wall. Now, is that just, is that another fabrication of Facebook, or could that actually happen? Did we seize his assets? Did we seize the millions of dollars that El Chapo made off of drugs? And if we did, can we actually use it for something good like the wall, or is that just dreamer stuff?
Yeah, no, good question, Sharon. I had not seen that, so I don't want to judge whether it was a fabrication of Facebook or not. I think creative ideas like that are exactly what we need to be talking about. Although I will tell you, Sharon, I don't think the wall issue is about the money. Because, you know, as Scott pointed out earlier, the Pentagon, you know, let $28 billion of funding expire. Not just the money, but the authority to spend it expire. There's a lot of that that goes on in the bureaucracy, and that's when you know you know they have too much money, or they have too long a process. But I think, in fact, in my view, it's what you're suggesting, or what Senator Cruz might be suggesting, or at least Facebook is reporting. I think we have to be willing to get that creative. We have to be willing to get that creative. And what better use of El Chapo's money than to build a barrier that prevents people like him from making lots of money at the expense of our children and American citizens? So the cost of not having good border security is much higher than the cost of a barrier. I don't think there's any question about that. So wherever the money comes from, we need to do it, and we need to do it quickly.
It is not, by the way, a fabrication that he wants to do this, Sharon, just so you know. I don't know if he gave an interview or what. I don't know if there's legislation, but he said El Chapo should pay for the wall. So that's out there. That's real. I just don't know where that's at in any consideration as far as what's being discussed. But as Senator Cramer says, is it about the money, or is it about we don't want to border restriction? We don't want a barrier. More with Senator Cramer after this. Don't go away.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Boy, have you got a lot of saunas to choose from here. Tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful. Outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be visiting with Senate Republicans at their weekly luncheon at the Capitol today, and topping the agenda, of course, the ongoing push for a border wall and increased border security. The president expected to also host another meeting about the situation later today with congressional leaders from both parties. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez says, from his point of view, Democrats are on the same page with Republicans when it comes to border security.
Democrats believe in meaningful border security, and I'm proud of the work I did under Barack Obama to make sure that we were securing our borders.
Democrats, though, not willing to give $5 billion for a border wall. A second suspect's been charged in the killing of a Houston 7-year-old, as Larry Woodruff is now accused of capital murder for the December 30th shooting death of Jasmine Barnes. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like, it makes me feel like.
That's right, folks. We're not above Michael Jackson bumper music on this program. What's on your mind? A lot of sunshine out there. A little chilly, but they had some reprieve. Busy edition of What's on Your Mind today with Senator Kevin Cramer in his first full one-hour talk radio town hall to answer your questions and comments. So lay them on us. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at DAC Diesel all over North Dakota. They are bringing diesel trucks, semis, tractors into DAC Diesel for the expertise, and for good reason. Because they're problem solvers, they're helping folks get ahead of the game a little bit, which is important as well. You know, in other words, where's the maintenance needs here? How can we save you some money in the long haul? 701-258-5011 is the telephone number. Call CJ and the team at DAC Diesel, 701-258-5011. Diesel engine repair, they're at Bismarck, North Dakota, online at DACDiesel.com. All right, we need to go into the lightning round a little bit early just because of the number of questions that we have here via text and email, as well as obviously on the phone. So we'll go as quick as you can be, folks, with your questions, and we'll ask Senator Cramer to do the same so we can get to all of you. Ed, you're next.
Yeah, good morning, Senator Cramer. Got a suggestion to end this whole thing about the border. If you open the border completely, disband the Border Patrol, disband ICE, and let the Democrats deal with all the immigrants that come across the border.
Well, they'll get them registered as voters first thing.
Right, right. And then they'll have to pay for it in a couple of years when the Republicans take over the White House and the Senate and the Congress and all the governorships.
Well, it's an interesting prospect, but we're still going to try to do the right thing, Ed. But
all right. I
appreciate
understand.
The creative thinking.
Right. Okay.
Dean Bismarck for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're up, Dean. Go ahead.
Hi, Dean.
Yeah.
Are you there, Dean?
Hey, this is Steve.
Oh, Steve. I'm sorry. It says Dean on my note here. We just can't hear you real well. So go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I was going to say that the colleges, and eventually it's going to work its way down to the schools, that along with people that already preach Islamic on terrorism, especially Horowitz was asked if they could have all Jewish people lined up so they could have Mashiach as one student. She said yes, and she was in a university, but that's not all we're this and that. It's also going to be talked about getting to these schools. So you have these churches and or mosques, that's what it is. It's going to be in these schools 5 years later on because they have Petrola College. And these guys have 30 camps where they're training how to kill Americans.
Yeah, we've heard that before. I don't have the best connection with you, Steve, so I apologize. I didn't hear all of that, and I don't know if Senator Cramer did, but one thing I did hear at the end was a concern over people coming across the border who then obviously connect with a group that shares their radical beliefs, and whether that's training in a mosque, which is then protected for us not to go in there, have law enforcement go there or surveil what's happening there becomes a national security / a terrorist problem. What say you?
Well, yeah, I didn't hear very much of that myself, but I think I got the gist of it from your summary. And I don't think there's any question that it's always going to be clumsy in the United States of America, where we value two things appropriately and at a very high level. And that is, of course, liberty and privacy, and not to mention due process. And so some of the things he's talking about, particularly the monitoring of mosques and whatnot. At the same time, we can consider, strong Christian speech somehow hate speech. At least some people do. We definitely have a conflict, a cultural conflict that's taking place that's somewhat the result of our openness. But we value that liberty and that privacy more sometimes than peace itself and security itself. So, beyond just sort of commenting at a high level without knowing some of the specific things Steve was talking about, I think, he raises some legitimate concerns.
Let's go to Aberdeen, South Dakota. Brandon, your question, comment for Senator Kevin Cramer.
Yes, sir. The argument about the wall here is pretty much sucking all the oxygen out of the room. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, the argument that's being lost in this is they're trying to push it through with the continuing resolution. And that continuing resolution, the baseline for that continuing resolution is the last spending bill, which is a bloated spending bill that Donald Trump reluctantly signed in order to fund the military. And I'm concerned a little bit that I don't seem to hear anybody talking about it. And if they do push a continuing resolution through, then they're basically writing that baseline in stone, and there's going to be no way to reverse the overspending in that regard.
So you're correct in that I don't know that a CR, continuing resolution, is necessarily the baseline for the wall. What we'd like to do is have it be part of the Homeland Security Appropriations, bill itself, along with the other, there's 25% of the federal government that has not been funded for the fiscal year. And that's not a CR, that's an appropriation process, but you're right that the baseline has come up. And oftentimes when the baseline comes up, it never goes down, even if there's a one-time spending part of it. Now, we did have some really good years, the last few years, where we were actually able to bring that discretionary baseline down. But as is often the cycle over the course of history, 8 years of neglect of our national security results in a large increase when you get a pro-security, pro-freedom president like we have now in Donald Trump. And so all those years of neglect that led to China surpassing us in naval fleets, that led to, that led to us going backwards, particularly with our flying vessels, our flying machines, our jets and fighter, fighter jets and other aircraft, including helicopters. We've got a fleet that needs to be upgraded, and it's very expensive to do that. So on the other hand, of course, as pointed out earlier, $28 billion went unspent by the Pentagon. So, that's why there's an audit of the Pentagon. That's how we discovered this. So we had the first ever audit of the Pentagon. In fact, I talked to Chairman Inhofe of the Armed Services Committee just yesterday about continuing that process so we can find waste and abuse even in our Pentagon. I think there's a lot of money to be found yet, even on the discretionary side. But we're never going to get the balance until we start dealing with the mandatory spending side as well. So, But your point is correct that what's being gets lost a lot of times in a lot of this is the larger budget issue itself. I'm now going to be a member of the budget committee, or I am a member of the budget committee in the Senate. One of the things, first things we have to look at is are some of the reforms to the budget process itself, so that we can get so we can deal with reality as we prepare, you know, top lines, if you will, for the spending side of the ledger.
I'm going to go rapid fire through some texts here and then get back to the calls. What would your advice be in today's lunch with President Trump on this current situation?
Yeah, my advice would be stand firm, make the case, continue to make the case. I believe he's got the winning message, Scott, and I think sometimes his executive experience and impatience, he thinks he can put out a tweet or give one speech and somehow everyone should do what he wants to do. He needs to make the case, and that making the case is a grind. It's daily, it's multiple times a day, it's doing exactly what he's doing. So my main thing would be continue to make the case to the American public, and then put the pressure on the Democrats. Don't cave easily, though, because he'll never have more leverage than he has today. So we need to do that. I do think there's a time when a compromise comes forward, and hopefully it's not too far from now. There might be some opportunity with the fact that there are, you know, for these four spending bills that the House is going to pass, the Democratic House is going to pass, where he could go to them and say, okay, I'll do this one, and then you do mine, and then we'll do these three, or something like that. But keep making the case to the American public.
All right, I'm going to go to the next one. I'm restraining myself from asking you a follow-up question to that just because I think that's a fascinating way to go. I think he should do campaign style, go back out on the road just like he was doing during the campaign, only go to places that get this, right? And I'm guessing you're getting a whole lot of calls from people that want you to reopen the government. I'd love for you to be getting calls from people say, like you've heard today, they aren't saying reopen the government. They're saying fix this border security problem. I think he'd stir up more of that if he hit the road, too, wouldn't he?
Well, the nice thing is if we fix the security problem, we do reopen the government. We can do it all in the same day.
Yep.
And that's what seems to be missed by a lot of people. I thought that Lindsey Graham put it beautifully last night on Fox News. Public employees are going to get their money. They're going to get paid. And it's a gross inconvenience to not get paid on payday. And I share that concern. I've actually shared that experience as a member of Congress. But it doesn't compare to the loss of life that can't be brought back.
That's another question we've got repeatedly. Why is Congress paid?
Well, part of why Congress is paid is because three-fourths of the government is funded, and one of the areas that's funded, of course, is the legislative branch through one of the appropriations bills from last year. So,
but senators and congressmen get paid regardless of whether there's a shutdown or not, don't they, even if you're not funded?
No. I've had my pay delayed. I've asked for it to be delayed. Scott, this is an area where I don't talk a lot about it because I know I have some good friends that do this, but announcing who you're going to make a contribution to, a donation to, has never been, it's never been something I've done. I've always preferred my contributions to be, my generosity to be anonymous and biblical. But in terms of withholding pay, that does happen.
Another texter, Pat from Williston, says, encourage Kevin Cramer to stand strong on border protection, supporting the government partial shutdown until the bill with border funding is passed by Congress, and then the Senate is a critical part to protecting Americans. And congratulations on winning the Senate seat. Anything you want to say in response to that?
No, thanks for that. But I'd just add what Jim said earlier about why is Congress still work even there? Well, we're here because we have to solve this, and we do have other things to do, and we do have other votes to cast, like we did last night. It's just that Democrats have chosen to take every bill, even Middle East security, national and international security, and use it as a weapon.
Here's a quick answer needed because we're going to a break. If the Eagles win this year's Super Bowl, Carson Wentz could be yesterday's news. What does Senator Cramer think?
Carson Wentz is a superstar hero, and he'll never be yesterday's news to me.
Yeah, he is. And, it's going to be interesting to see what the Eagles have to do. But, yeah, he's going to be somewhere helping somebody win. No doubt about that. Yep. All right, great bunch of questions here and a few more to go. And we'll squeeze in our final segment for Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. How about that? Back at it on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, the fresh new look for Pizza Corner Pizza sure has garnered a lot of attention lately, but one thing remains constant, the same great taste. Just ask Shelly.
Yeah, it's awesome. My family was really skeptical at first, so we bought some just to try it, and my son is the biggest pizza lover you'll ever meet, and now he's in love, so now I'm buying many.
Or Dawn.
I've had the pizza already, and it is awesome.
Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP wind rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a Comfort Ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP wind rower from New Holland.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On What's On Your Mind, I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, and Senator Kevin Cramer, our guest the entire hour here, taking your questions and comments. A lot of texts, a lot of calls, and we're going to go as fast as we can to get the rest of you all in here this morning on the program, brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council. The Safety Council is busy planning for one heck of an incredible event, North Dakota's premier safety event. There's no two ways about that. That is the best of the best. So check it out. NDSC.org has all the details. You want to be there. A lot of things new happening there as well. And also WSI, of course, major sponsor of the annual safety conference, but also Workforce Safety and Insurance has a host of online learning management systems available to employers, 450 safety courses. More information, workforcesafety.com, or give them a call. Senator Kramer, let's get back to the phones here, and who is next? Fred and Wing for Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Senator Kramer.
Yes, sir.
We got a big problem out here with non-commercial licenses. We have to have the IRS have to go make a runaround for 2 days and do a bunch of paperwork that's unnecessary to just to license our semi-trucks.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And we have to go to the IRS and have them stamp it, and they won't stamp it for us. And there's guys out here who have been 9 days now into the year can't get licensed for their semi-trucks at non-commercial haulers.
Wow, okay. We need to follow up with you on that, Fred, and see if we can't get some action from the IRS. Is that as a result of the partial shutdown, or is that just another issue?
Well, I think it's kind of a political type ploy there to make mm-hmm. farmers mad at you guys. But the website is absolutely bureaucratically ununderstandable. You can't get no answers off of that. They won't answer their phone. You can't make an appointment to get your license done. I'm going to call the governor's office. I just wish that if you got some staff, send them over to the office. Send them to the federal office that does this stuff.
I just don't. I guess I have to learn more about why the IRS has anything to do with it. But anyway.
Well, they have to sign off on your non-commercial license. You don't have to pay the high road fees. Mm. I mean, so you can just license your truck as a farm vehicle. The IRS got involved years ago, and it's been a bureaucratic nightmare ever since.
There's a surprise.
I guess the DOT isn't enough of a bureaucracy that we need that one.
Right.
All right, Fred, hang on a sec. We'll get your number so Kevin can pass that along to some staff there and do a little digging in there, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Another texter, is there any correlation here when discussing state of the emergency to Reagan when he federalized and fired the airport flight controllers? Is that in the same family of executive powers, the listener wants to know?
That's an interesting question. Now, in the case of firing, and I recall that very well, in case of the firing the air traffic controllers, they were, of course, violating federal law by striking. So I don't know if that was that wasn't like a national, it was a bit of a national security, obviously, emergency when you have a whole bunch of air traffic controllers not working. But they were actually violating federal law, as I recall, and that might be the main difference here, is that this is actually a lack of funding as a result of the government or the Congress itself not getting the work done.
Texture, I have come to the conclusion the drug cartels own the D.C. swamp. Is that possible?
Well, I don't know that they own the swamp, and I don't know that they're really the problem. The D.C. swamp is more than capable of screwing up easy things without a cartel's encouragement. So I don't know that I wouldn't say that. But I do worry about, on the other hand, we do have a illegal immigration challenge and problem that a lot of people don't want to solve as a result of, business access to cheap labor, cheap illegal labor. That's part of why E-Verify has been so difficult to pass. We talk about the border problem, but we also have internal immigration problems. And, even a fair number of Republicans and Republican stakeholders kind of like the access to cheap undocumented labor. And I say, if we're going to uphold the laws, let's uphold all of them. Let's enforce all of them. And until we eliminate the incentives for illegal immigration, we're always going to have a desire for it.
Mark in Minot, question quickly. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, this is Mark from Minot.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mark. What's your question for Senator Kramer?
Okay. The question is this. When are we going to start building individual walls around individual properties since we can't build one at the border? When is Nancy Pelosi going to start funding those walls around individual properties in her area of California?
Well,
Yeah, well, that's a good question to ask her. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if she's already got one around her place. I don't know that, but you're making it very important and an obvious illustration that seems to be lost on some of these liberals themselves. The fact of the matter is that there is a high cost to our illegal immigration policies. And that high cost is, you know, the result, results itself in things like social welfare costs, education costs, obviously security costs, law enforcement costs, judicial system costs. There are a lot of costs, a lot more than what a wall will cost, put it that way. And you're right that it's not just costs of the government, it's costs of individuals that have to do more to protect themselves.
Quick answer, like literally 10 seconds because we're out of time. TSA workers are calling in sick, and there's now delays at the airport as a result of that. How can they do that?
Well, they can do that probably because they have enough sick leave to do it, and it's hard to blame them much, Scott, if you're not getting paid on payday, you don't have a lot of ways to make your point. So I'm not completely unsympathetic. It's unfortunate. The solution is find the wall and open the government.
Well, to leave it there. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.